his ship, and it was sailing for Troy. Now Helen had been courted by all the kings and princes of the Greek islands. Her father had hesitated long before allowing her to accept any suitor. He was afraid that the rejected suitors would band together to destroy the successful one, and himself, and his kingdom, in the bargain. So Helen flirted with them all, encouraged them all, and accepted none. Finally, Ulysses, who was one of the suitors, offered a plan. All Helen's admirers would swear a mighty oath to refrain from murdering the successful suitor, and would join to defend Helen and her husband, whoever he might be, against any attack. Thereupon Helen chose Menelaus, king of Sparta, most powerful of the Greek chieftains. Thus it was that when Paris made off with Helen, 1,000 kings were summoned to keep their oath. They assembled a huge fleet and sailed for Troy. The Greeks camped outside the walls of Troy, and for 10 years tried to fight their way into the city. But the walls were strong, and the Trojans brave. The defenders were led by King Priam's 50 warrior sons. The great Hector was their chief. And even after Hector was killed,